Welcome to Marvel Champions Podcast, a podcast about Marvel Champions, the card game. I'm your host, Scott, and with me, as always, my co-host, Ryan.
That's right. We are ready to talk about our favorite flying hero.
Our favorite angelic mutant. But Ryan, before we get to our angel hero review, I just wanted to shout out a little known podcast that gave us a shout out recently. The fellas over at Critical Encounters podcast were kind and gave us a little shout out. We appreciate that and appreciate them. Yeah. We appreciate any new listeners we might have. Welcome aboard.
That's right. You are, if you are listening to this, you are no longer a chump, but a champ.
Yeah, you've listened to the Marvel Champions podcast, which will make you a champ now.
And with three easy installments of $19.99, you too.
Are you trying to sell like a psychic call-in line, like from our last episode with Clea?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Or maybe I'm selling some special aerial type items. That doesn't make sense, but I was shooting for it.
Yeah, that kind of flopped there.
Yeah, it did not soar.
It kind of flew right over your head.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Now, we just wanted to, we appreciate those guys over there and all that they do and the pioneers that they are in this Marvel Champions content creation. So, I don't know, maybe one day they may hear us on their podcast or vice versa. Who knows?
Who knows? The world is grand in the world of Marvel Champions.
Yeah, it's pretty cool community. A lot of good people out there. All right, Ryan. What we came to this episode for, the second round of heroes released months ago. Was it September? And we got our next three-sided hero, Angel. / Archangel.
That's right. That's right. He is a rich guy. I mean, that's his mutant power. He's rich. We've made this comment before. And he has wings. That's his mutant powers.
I mean, he's like blonde-haired, blue eyes with money. Like, how much more do you really need as a mutant besides that?
I guess none. Because he's successful. People like him. Now, I was thinking about this. What is, now I'm not talking about Archangel, but what is Angel's mutant power? Is it just that he has wings?
I think, you know, I've done zero homework.
Okay, this will be fun.
I think he has, obviously the wings, but I think he also has some type of bone structure for the wings that make maybe his wings less dense or hollow like a bird, I guess. I don't know. So you can actually achieve flight.
I mean, if they were like hollow, wouldn't they just like, if you got punched in the wing, they'd snap?
I mean, hypothetically, I guess. It's like a giant chicken.
The reason I wanted to, hold on, let me look here. Okay, according to the computer, it says his powers and abilities are flight, because, you know, he has wings, and healing factor. Apparently, he heals pretty good.
He regrows his chicken wings, okay?
He regrows his wings for the consumers. I was wondering how great that ability is. Now, hear me out. He can fly. That's awesome. But in a battle, I mean, flying can be good, but like, that's it. I mean, he's just kind of scouting out. But like, this image just appears in my head. Do you remember Randy Johnson, the pitcher, when he threw a fastball, and his fastballs were like 100 plus, and he hit that bird and it just exploded?
Mm-hmm.
All I can imagine is Juggernaut just taking a swing and hitting him, and him just exploding into a puff of feathers. I mean, his body's like a human body, and Juggernaut's not a human.
I mean, he is a human, but he's kind of supernatural with this stone he's got there.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, if he can, like, punch a brick building and disintegrate it, I don't think Angel's going to be holding up too well to that.
See, and the other interesting thing is he's got... I see these, like, images where he's flying and swooping down, and whether he's, like, saving a person or, you know, lifting up a bad guy to fly away and drop him or something. He doesn't have super strength. Like, could you imagine trying to, like, swoop down and save, like, a 300-pound man from a burning building?
A Colossus.
Right. Like, the physics to him just don't make sense to me.
Now, that has nothing to do with Archangel, because he's a whole nother side. But just Angel himself, I don't know if that's the mutant power that I want.
I mean, besides, like, being able to get around traffic really easy.
Hey, there you go.
That and wear trench coats.
He's the everyday person.
He's your everyday mutant hero.
Okay. Well, the question is the everyday mutant, is he in the upper class of Marvel Champion Heroes, or is he scraping from the bottom?
I mean, I was thinking about that. I wonder if he made all of his money from, like, he has, like, a pillow company. He just stuffs all the feathers into pillows.
Oh, there you go.
And that's the healing factor. He just plucks his feathers out and makes pillows.
Angel Down by Warren Worthington III.
My angel pillow! Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. Well, before we do any, like real in-depth, like your final view, what's your overall take on Angel?
So I pointed it out, the three-sided hero. I really like the options that a three-sided hero gives you. And I liked with his kit, with Ant-Man, I felt like they had tiny cards and they had giant cards.
Yes.
And with Angel, I think for my playstyle, in my opinion, they did it better, where they had one card and it said, if you're this, do this for this form and then do that for that form.
Yeah, yeah.
So it kind of got a double whammy in the cards. I guess you really got to kind of double up on each card that you put in, rather than having a bunch of different cards being very side specific. I liked his mechanic of being able to flip, and his abilities on his hero signs, I think, just were very well thought out and were very comboed well with what that side liked to do.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think they learned a lot from Ant-Man and Wasp on the flipping, and I think they took it to Angel and made it work for him. And I agree, it was nice to see you to be able to have access to all the cards despite the form. But they just get better if you plan better.
Yep, I agree. All right, Ryan. Angel is very event heavy, and I think those are obviously his best cards. But I think before we get into his event, I want to get your thoughts on his resource card.
Ooh.
Avian Anatomy.
I liked it. The ability to return what you just paid for, event-wise, of course, and just get it right back. Man, that was so powerful. I know we're going to talk about events, but the one I loved using it for was Metamorphosis.
Ryan, why would you steal my thunder?
That's what I do. That's why you pay me.
Yes. That's why you get paid the big bucks, I guess.
That's right.
No, so do you seriously want to talk about Metamorphosis here?
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about it.
Dive right in.
Avian Flu, or Anatomy, sorry. It's It's so good with Metamorphosis. Metamorphosis is my favorite event out of all the events, because all the other events, they're like your typical, there's a defense one, there's an attack one, there's a thwart one, there's, in one case, there's both. But Metamorphosis just makes the whole flipping and the benefits of each hero side work. And alter ego with Metamorphosis. It just, being able to have the ability to flip is so good. The one thing like Ant-Man had, he had the, was it Pym particles that allowed him flip?
I think he has a change side.
Oh, it's the change one. Whatever like it is. Downsizing or something. Yeah. Resize.
Yeah.
Every time I got that card, I was like, yay. I was like, giddy as a schoolgirl, so excited. And it was the same thing with this Metamorphosis. And when I had Avian Anatomy with it, I was stoked.
Yeah, the one thing I liked about Metamorphosis, well, that combo too, because you were able to do it multiple times, but you could like flip into a form that you know you didn't want to stay in, but gain all the benefits from.
Yep.
And then you still had your regular flip that you could use.
Mm-hmm.
Which was nice. And you could go straight into, from alter ego into hero, or you could go from hero down to alter ego to kind of end a turn if you needed to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like you could have a turn where you flipped on both hero sides with your one normal flip, and then use that to finish down and take care of anything you might need to, obligation, something weird like that.
Yeah.
And I think the benefits that those give you as well. 2 threat, 3 damage. It's pretty good stuff.
Card draw, yeah. It turns with Metamorphosis just worked. You were able to do the things you needed to do. So what did you think of Worthington Industries, the support?
Worthington Industries. I'd like it. I think we've talked about it before, but cards that let you, I feel like a lot of support cards are very alter ego focused and centric, but this one gives you the ability to use it, but you just have that additional benefit being an alter ego to draw a card. And with him, we haven't really talked about it, but like 90% of his cards are aerial. So you can go get those big cards that you're looking for, or very situational. Like, oh, I need this in the next 1 or 2 turns. Let me try and get it back in my deck, and hopefully I'll get it to be a card draw. But I think all of his events are all aerial.
Mm-hmm. They are, so, yeah.
Yeah. And then you can just stack your whatever aspect you're playing with him with aerial cards. So you could really events or allies go fish for them.
Like you said, I love supports that are not just alter ego. Having that, I mean, it benefits from alter ego, which I like, but just being able to use it just to throw another card back into your deck, it does 2 things. It gives you a card that you want, and in my case I often did Metamorphosis, but it also just delayed your deck out just by that little bit more with that card being thrown back into your deck, especially since you draw cards so much.
Yeah, with Angel's ability to be able to draw, that was nice.
Yeah, for sure. That is an A+ support.
All right, let's transition over to his signature ally, Psylocke.
Oh, Psylocke. I think that's a pretty cool image for the signature ally.
Yeah, no, I agree. The art's good. I like the combo. I mean, you know, we kind of talked about the this or that aspect to it. She's not super strong with a 1/1 stat line, but after she attacks, if you're Angel, you get to heal 1 from Psylocke, keeps her alive, or if you're Archangel, you get that to ready your hero, which could be big. Keep her out, ready, flip over. Next turn, she heals 1. Pretty good.
Yeah, being able to combo her with your side is pretty strong.
And the ability to like ready semi-consistently that she can give you. I mean, 2-3 turns, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I want to say for Psylocke, Angel allowed Psylocke to ready, but it was only when he comes into play.
Yeah. He didn't pay enough money to
make
his, you know, ally better.
Yeah, I mean, for her, she has the potential of 3 readies for Archangel. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, and another card that he has in his kit, which allows one of his heroes to ready. That's a lot of potential ready on either side that you can have.
Yeah. So I do want to bring something up because we've had discussions about X-23 and Honey Badger ally.
Oh, here we go.
Are you ready? So yeah. I guess the official ruling is that Honey Badger does not ready X-23 when on that last one when she dies or is defeated, consequential, whatever. Right?
From what I've seen in out there in rulings land, you pretty much get it one time.
Yeah. Would that then also apply to Psylocke? It is a hero response.
I think
after Psylocke attacks.
I think it's you would get the additional benefit because I think the difference in the two is Honey Badger's wording says take damage and hers says after she attacks. And I think in the hierarchy of steps, her attack finishes and then she's given consequential damage.
So that window's right there.
I think the window is open to hero response and then she would get the consequential and die.
There you go. That's an official ruling from Marvel Champions. It
don't
overrides
ever
FFG. But yeah, I think she's a really solid ally for a hero. Diversity for 3 costs, 3 health. I mean, yeah, the stat line's not the 2-2 that you would expect, but the benefits that she brings is better in many ways.
Yeah. I mean, the slight downside is the hero response is only off of her attacks.
True.
Which stinks to a point with Archangel being limited to his thwart.
Mm,
but
yeah.
You obviously don't want to make her super strong. So
yeah, there's that little bit of balance there.
Yeah. All right. Let's rapid fire, I think, through some of his events.
Should we
focus on his one big upgrade first?
Let's do rapid fire. We'll change pace.
All right. Rapid fire. All right. Adaptive plumage. Which hero action you taking? First one or the second one? The thwart or the attack?
Oh, see, that's not a fair one because they're both really good and it just depends on what you're doing. I think overall, I like the confuse because I think the value of going down for a turn and not have the scheme go up and flipping back up is more valuable than staying hero for a stun. That's the way I play, at least. That's what I value the most.
I think cost-wise, this one is pretty sweet, too, because it's 3 cost. You get 3 threat and it's confused, or you get 4 damage and a stun. But I'm with you, the thwart's actually a little bit better, because you can confuse an enemy, and then the hero action, you have to deal 4 damage, or you deal 4 damage, and then you have to stun that enemy that you dealt 4 damage to.
Yeah.
So you get a little more variety.
Yeah. And because it is a attack and a thwart event, you could play Justice and Aggression, have Martial Prowess and, is it Sense of Justice?
Maybe.
And be able to use those resource generators to help that one out.
Yep. And you can also use his, what is it, the Power of Flight?
Yeah. It has Aerial too.
Which is amazing in his deck.
Yep. I think that's probably his best overall event for at least attacking and thwarting. I still hold firm that Metamorphosis is his best one, but I think Adaptive Plumage is a really good card for him.
Well, that one's nice because at the start of your turn, you can be like, which do I need to do? And then you flip according.
Exactly.
You do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next fire.
All right. Aerial Agility, his defense card. Which one did you like more, his Angel version or the Archangel version?
Archangel. Gaining tough status card and retaliate all day.
Yeah, I felt like the Angel one where you just negate and ignore the boost icons and the boost abilities. I don't know. I could see it being more valuable on maybe a villain that was very boost ability.
Yeah.
Heavy. But I'm with you.
If you like knew what was coming, it could be very helpful. Like say you're playing Ronin and you know his universal hammer's coming up. Playing that and dodging that boost would be great.
Yeah, something like that would be actually pretty good. All right. These two really aren't rapid fire, but Natural Flight is Thwart and his Razor Dive is his big attack.
What you get? Personally, let me flip it on to you. I'll do a little rapid fire for you with these two.
Okay.
What do you think is better? Natural Flight, the Thwart, versus Adaptive Plumage's Thwart ability.
So I want to start off by saying that it is kind of nice with these two is that you can play them in either form. You just get an added benefit based off the form you're in, or you get no benefit if you're in the opposite. I think overall, ignoring the Crisis icon and Patrol, I like that the potential of that mechanic, but I just never feel like it's ever the right moment.
It hits enough, yeah.
Yeah, to be like super beneficial, to be like a big statement on the card. So I'm going to have to go with Razor Dive with this one. Although the output is not huge at 6, if you're in Archangel and you can pair it with his ability, his Angel of Death ability, it's that much better.
Yeah, yeah. I will say that Natural Flight can be played. It's easier to play in Archangel or Angel form. But Razor Dive, you only can play it in Archangel to really get the benefit from it.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I would agree. His Natural Flight just kind of feels like a generic Thwart card to a point.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think the scenario is very specific to really like be like, oh, this is the exact card and situation that I needed to win the game or not lose the game.
Yeah.
With Razor Dive, you're just like, I'm just going to go slice through some chumps.
Yeah, no, totally. Pretty powerful. So let me throw some at you real quick. On Archangel, hero side, it has the acceleration icon. Is that appropriate?
I would say in like 90% of scenarios, for me, it doesn't matter. The only time I would say it would matter is if you've got one of those scenarios that scheme goes up by like 2 and the threshold of those main schemes are low. But overall, I feel it's kind of just insignificant.
Interesting. Okay. I have seen it make a difference in games, but I think I agree with you. I think I lean more to it doesn't really affect too much, but you do have to be careful with that for sure.
It is a little bit of a risk reward. I mean, that's another one of his kind of mechanics, is he introduced that risk reward of or consequence of staying in the Archangel form.
Yeah. What side hero do you think you spent more time in, Archangel or Angel? I mean, I would say Archangel because he's the damage dealer and that's how you win majority of the scenarios, but
I felt a decent balance on flipping without kind of giving it away. I liked the balance that I had with him, but I will agree with you. I felt myself being an Archangel more, and I think the next, his like the one card that drives his whole kit is part of that reason.
Yep. Let's do it.
All right. Without any further ado, his giant techno-organic wings. It's his big superpower tech upgrade. Cost of 3. Hero action. Exhaust techno-organic wings. If you are Angel, ready your hero. If you're Archangel, reduce the cost of the next aerial event card you play from your hand this phase by 2.
Boom.
Ugh, that cost reduction. He doesn't have like a true resource generator, but that in itself kind of makes it a double resource generator.
Yeah.
Because it takes a razor dive down to 1, a metamorphosis is free, a natural flight is free, adaptive plumage down to 1. See, it's an event, so like a dive bomb goes down to 2. Just craziness. Bonkers.
Both those abilities are really great, but I found myself utilizing Archangels more.
Yes. Like I said, it's that double resource, you know, hypothetic double resource generation that when you need the additional cards to be played, that's big.
Yeah, yeah. I remember watching you play an aggression deck and throw down Dive Bomb for 2 costs because you had this upgrade. That's insane.
Well, and then like not only that, but you do it on the Archangel side like that, and you get to use his Angel of Death.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, another 4, like a 2 cost 4 damage is like your standard, and you get it like for free in essence. It's crazy.
Yeah, you were doing 12 damage for 1 cost to a single, and then you deal additional damage to any minions hanging around.
Yeah, and then like you talked about earlier, you throw in like a martial prowess and a team building exercise. It's just insane what you can do with
it.
Yeah, the aerial keyword trait.
That is nasty.
Yeah. He might as well just be one of the nasty boys. So nasty.
Oh, he probably was. There's probably a comic where he's part of the nasty boys for sure.
So you think the Archangel, I mean, it kind of makes sense too. The techno-organic wings really is a Archangel staple.
Very true.
Is there any mechanic you wish we could have seen with Angel or Archangel?
That's interesting because I really didn't know what to expect with Angel. Like I feel like he was going to come eventually, but I didn't expect the whole two-sided hero. So that kind of threw me off. So I really don't know if I really can add another mechanism to what he does. He flips, great. He flies, great. He does a lot of damage, a lot of thwart. He does card draw. He does healing. He does whatever he wants.
Yeah, I think game mechanically, you're correct. I think he's very well-rounded and does it all. The only thing I think would have been cool would have been to see some type of card. Because the one thing I remember about Archangel is he would like throw his wing forward and like shoot out like the metal feather blades.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And I think that would have been cool.
Because he like throws them out like throwing knives.
Right, like a throwing knife, like a projectile.
I guess in a way it's almost shown in adaptive plumage, but it's not being shot out.
Yes, that I was going to reference that card of visually, that's what I think of. But I would like to have seen it like flying, you know, off his wing, impaling a, you know, nasty boy. Curious, yeah. George, where, you know, he wasn't getting hurt, but it was, you know, going through him.
Yeah, I could see, like, on the cutting room floor, it just didn't make it. There was a attack event that it was spread damage, like, deal 3 damage to each enemy kind of thing.
See, that would have been sweet. Just throw out all those, you know, metal dagger feather things, projectiles.
Yeah.
Do you remember the 90s cartoon toy? The 2 tips had like the little white missiles.
I believe
it did that.
Yep. Yeah. He was cool, man. He was the cat's pajamas.
Yeah, I want to say, like, iconically, like, Archangel is very, very high fan favorite. A lot of community love for Archangel.
Yeah, I agree. I know he's part of the original. But I think he really took on a whole nother level when he became Archangel. It's just a really cool design. Taking basically a guy with wings and turning him to a guy with metal wings somehow just transformed him into awesome hood.
All right, Ryan. He came with a defense, a protection build. What did you think about his protection cards? Is there any that stuck out to you?
Oh, Scott. Well, first off, he came with four allies. They're all four cost, and so I don't play them. I'm not a big fan of four cost allies. It's hard for me to pay for them. And I think they all do decently cool stuff, but I never play them. But the card I think that stands out for everyone is the one cost event, Taunt.
That's your card.
I have to say, it's a pretty good card.
What makes it so good, Ryan?
Okay. If you're going to ask, yeah, I guess I'll tell you.
It. You love Jubilee, is that what it is?
I love Jubilee. It's Jubilee a hero action. There you go. Well, that's right. If it's in the card, it's got to be on the cards,
it's going to happen.
Yeah. Taunt is the hero action. Villain attacks you. No one else can block for you. And you draw three cards. Straightforward. It's the protection equivalent of, I can't even remember the name of it now, the Justice card.
Yeah. I know which one you're talking about. It has the white tiger on it.
I can't believe I can't remember. I love playing that lame card.
Now, have we seen that mechanic in aggression or leadership yet?
Where we do something have bad not.
And draw three. So this we is have not. The second of the 4/5 with the pull aspect.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So I'm assuming they'll find a way to do an equivalent for those two aspects. One way or another, by the way, is the Justice one. I really enjoy that one. And just a little deck building tip. I only play with two max because three is just too much. Because you might just run out of schemes anyways, side schemes. So a little fun fact for you listeners. But Taunt, man, it's pretty solid. Drawing those three cards, especially with defensive heroes that can just take the hit or something, it's pretty solid.
Yeah, I could see that being beneficial to those tanks that have small hand sizes and struggle at card draw. I think of like a Colossus. Yeah, you're gonna eat a tough, but the three card draw for Colossus would be pretty amazing.
Three cards for a tough, that's pretty, I'd say that's good.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like a weaker villain. So you have like Ebony Maw, I think he only has one attack. So boom, you're getting attacked for one plus a boost. You probably could just take it and be fine.
So Ryan, I got a rules question for you.
No.
So no, I'm just kidding. Taunt. How does Taunt interact with a stunned villain?
I think you toss the stun off. Because it's not a arrow. So he doesn't have to attack you. He activates. He attacks you. So if you have a stun, it stops it. That's the way I've read it.
Yeah, it's correct. Because the stun itself says the next time they would attack, you pretty much negate it. You remove the card.
Bingo.
Good gem. Let's see. He's got an Ever Vigilant reprint, which is good because obviously he's aerial. But the for two cost already and remove two threats, pretty good, especially on the Archangel side. If you're wanting to deal some additional damage, that's pretty good. Low cost curve. I like that card, especially in aerial, because you can go fish it as an aerial event too.
Yeah,
with your discard. Yeah. That's good.
I do like Render Medical Aid, the new protection side scheme. It just heals players. or well, it, not heal players, it heals characters that you control. So you can heal everybody if you have a bunch of allies and stuff. So it's pretty solid. It's a zero cost, so you can just throw it out there if you have it.
I can't get past the art on that card.
Who is that? Is that Multiple Man?
Yeah.
What is it? What's his name? Is it Jamie?
Madrix, yeah.
Yep.
Why don't they just, like, punch him and make him get another copy?
So
maybe he has to be awake to do that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe if he's unconscious, all of his clones disappear or something like that.
Yeah, I wonder how his powers work. Like, what exactly are his duplicates?
I personally would still love to see a hero version of him and, like, his...
This kid is just 15 cards of himself.
It's just, like, 15 allies of him, but they all do different things.
Okay.
I think that'd be so cool. And, like, maybe he doesn't have... I don't know. He doesn't have an ally limit when it comes to his clones or something. I don't know.
Ones that are named Multiple Man.
But I think that would be cool.
I don't think 15 cards would be, but I agree with you. Maybe, like, 5 or 6.
Yeah, I have several copies
of
allies, and I'd say let them do different things, but they all, like, say, 2 costs. They're a 1/1/2.
I think clearly he as a hero would have to be like a 1/1/1, because you could just get them all to do things for you.
Yeah, that's the point.
Hits, right, exactly.
Yeah, take notes, FFG, if you need help with Multiple Man, Marvel Champions.
That's right, hit us up. let's see what else we got here. I never really played his other ones, I'll go ahead and be honest with you. His aerial intervention.
I think it looks like a good card. I think it will work for certain circumstances. So I don't think it's a bad one.
That one, actually, I will take it back. That one I did play. It's the other one. It's the containment strategy. Containment? Yeah. Yeah.
I like the idea behind it. The one issue I have with it, unless it's in like a multiplayer game, I don't think it's a great card.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless your hero really is that bad at thwarting.
Right. Yeah, but even then, it's a side scheme, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think in multiplayer, if you have one, toss it out on a side scheme and slowly start working it down, I guess. But it's kind of like protection's thing about it's a slow burn, and sometimes it's just too slow for the game.
Yeah.
The one card I have played that I do like, I don't know if I can play it with every deck, but I like Angel's Airy, his support location protection one. It's a response, so after you defend against an attack, you place a fatigue counter there. And then an alter ego action, you remove each fatigue counter there, and you heal 1 damage from your identity for each fatigue counter removed this way.
See, that one, to me, would be good use for a hero that has a very good reason to defend. Recently, we've been playing X-23.
Yeah.
It's almost like an automatic to defend with her, because you're assuming you're hopefully get at least 1 damage to ready her. So you do that. Same thing with like a Quicksilver.
Oh man, Quicksilver, Ghost Spider, this thing be abused.
Right, exactly. Where you kind of get that every couple turns.
Oh yeah, if I'm playing Quicksilver Protection, I'm absolutely including this. Because like you said, I'm going to defend every time and ready. So at that point, I don't ever have to exhaust to heal. I can just flip down and boop, I like instantly heal.
Yeah, because you get to remove each of them and heal 1 for each. It's not like a one-time thing, or, you know, flip down, do it once, you know, the turn changes over and you get to do it 1 again. It's an all, which is awesome.
Yeah. But those are really the standouts. I played a Cannonball, the basic ally that comes with it. I think it's a pretty good ally if you're running some aerial cards.
Which with Angel, Archangel, you would hope you're running a majority. So if you can get him down and play and have him do something early in the turn, you should be good.
Yeah. And of course you got Power Flight, which is nice. Helps him. It's a double resource for Aerial. And then Soaring Acrobatics, I think, is a pretty solid Aerial character. include.
Yeah.
If you are doing mostly basic.
I think a one-off. Yeah, one-off, you know, if you're looking for just a one-card filler, definitely one you can get down, because it could boost defense, could boost an attack.
Yeah.
Or, you know, thwart if you're Angel.
Yeah. Well, as we kind of wrap up, did you want to say anything about his obligation or nemesis set?
I'll take a look at his obligation here. I did like this one because it introduces another card that has a bad icon on it that hangs out until you do something.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. Let's see. Apocalyptic Influence. When revealed, if you are Archangel, you place 2 threat on the main scheme. And then if you're Angel, you change to Archangel. And you can't get rid of it till you go down to all 3 go and deal the first player 1 encounter card. And then it has the hazard icon. That's hazard, right? The additional encounter card for the turn.
I don't like that. Because when we've played, I'm the first player. And you deal it to me.
I try. I'm going to go down this turn.
I'm like, oh yeah, no, you're good. And then you pull this out and I'm like, you jerk.
By the way, you've got to take an encounter card. Thanks, buddy.
It's a team game. It's a team game.
That's right. All right.
I agree. I think that's pretty solid obligation.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's different. You know, we had a long string of flipped Altrigo, exhaust, remove from the game. This one doesn't remove from the game. You can see this one multiple times. It just gets discarded.
Yeah, which stinks, but
and it's annoying if you don't deal with it.
Yeah.
Anything, well, I was gonna ask you if your favorite villain of this whole wave, Harpoon.
Yeah. Harpoon's the man. I mean, the natural nemesis of a bird is a harpoon.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you think he was more of a fish?
I mean, our dad grew up scuba diving and he had a harpoon, right?
He did
and,
have a harpoon gun, yeah.
Or spear gun or whatever. A spear gun. It's basically the same, right?
Harpoon, same thing.
I guess he could be spear instead of harpoon, but harpoon just sounds better.
Harpoon's way better. I think the one out of his kit, I know his event stinks. I'm trying to hear. Oh, so Harpoon's Harpoon, which just in itself is an amazing title to the card.
Harpoon's Harpoon, yeah.
But the force response is after Harpoon attacks you, you take 2 indirect damage. So if you can't get rid of Harpoon and he's attacking you, he gets a +1 from that card too. So he turns into a 2 and then 2 indirect. And then he also gets +1 attack while attaching for each character with the aerial trait. And that's not just that you control, that's any character. So he could potentially be hitting you pretty big. And then his spear shot is discard cards from the top of your deck until you discard an event. Take indirect damage equal to that event's printed cost. If that event has the aerial trait, this card gains surge. And with Angel, that's
stings.
A majority of his cards. And he has a lot of 2s and 3s. So you're taking some damage.
Yeah, he's a pretty rough nemesis, I feel like. He's very, I mean, they're all kind of designed against the hero, but I feel like his is very brutal to the hero.
All right. Out of his additional aspect cards, which one do you like the most?
Let's see here. Probably Bombs Away is probably the overall best of them, I feel like.
Yeah, I like that one because it's not, you don't have to exhaust to your hero. You can exhaust just any aerial character. And you get to deal the damage 3 to the villain and any minion against the player that you choose, which is always good multiplayer, too.
Yeah, yeah. The Justice one's okay, but I would have rather seen a preparation card be playable or easier to play as, like, Black Widow. But you gotta have an aerial character, so you'd have to focus on that.
Yeah, I'm still not a huge fan of the replace mechanic. I'd rather see it 1 or 2 cost and just negate or do something than to negate and replace.
Yeah, Because at that point, it's just luck. Sometimes it might work out, but I feel like every time it doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Cool.
All right, Ryan, this is...
the most important, what everyone came here to for.
The real question is, are you going to give Angel the grade of Angel's mullet?
I mean, first off, Angel's mullet. I am very disappointed that none of his cards really reflect his true superpower that we haven't even talked about.
It's true.
His mullet.
Angel's mullet.
He's got the short hair in all the images of his hero cards.
Yeah, whoever's our director really missed on this one.
Oh, man, they nailed it on that team up, but this was an opportunity that they dropped.
Dropped the ball.
Ah, man. But because mullet is not an option, grading. So I'm gonna be a little controversy here.
Ooh, hot take. Okay.
Hot take. I think overall people will say he's probably A tier. But I think with the right build, he can be very low S tier. I think his ability to just do everything, he's got card draw, he's got healing, he's got stun, he's got confused, he's got tough status, he's got a solid signature ally, he's got huge damage, he's got decent Thor, he can pull cards back into his deck, he can ready, he can reduce costs, he can do so much, and he's got aerial, and aerial cards are really good. He just, the right build, he could probably play as a low tier S.
Did he pay you to say that?
I think he did.
I'm gonna have to agree with you.
Whoa!
No. If this is no slide on anybody, but I think with a good deck builder, he could definitely be that low entry level S tier with the right build and the right, you know, person that knows kind of how to combo and play, and the timing of when to do each form.
Yep.
Other than that, I think with your kind of just standard player, he would definitely be an A build with, you know, kind of an average build.
Yeah, yeah. You still have to be careful with him, because I've noticed that he can, if you're not careful, you can die actually fairly easy. It's happened to me where I'm just like, well, shoot, I just died. Part of that's because I don't want to exhaust. So I could do other things. But man, if you know what you're doing and you have the right deck, he's just got so many tools. He's just really hard to fail with.
Yeah, I think the other thing is he's a good solo character.
Yeah.
Because he can't do it all. You can run him with a solo build and he's going to be highly successful.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I was very surprised on how good he was. I was not expecting it. But, I mean, he may even be maybe one of the strongest of this cycle.
Are you alluding to maybe a future episode we have coming up to wrap up the cycle, Ryan?
Oh, don't give too many spoilers out there, boy.
Well, it's just a tease. It's a tease.
Just a tease.
All right, any final thoughts?
If you haven't picked him up, you should pick him up, because he's a fun hero. I think people like him. I don't know if everyone likes the two hero side flipping type heroes, but he's really good. You should put him in as especially if you like the aerial trait. He's got some good aerial stuff. So,
well, I think that's the big thing with him, is he's that first really true aerial keyword trait. I always say that wrong. That true aerial character that's been lacking.
Yeah, he's got the most aerial for sure. I know Spectrum comes with hero. It's like part of her hero sign.
Yeah.
But none of her cards are really focused on that aerial.
That'll play off of idea. Right. Yeah, him, he's very aerial.
It's all aerial. He's just flying. That's all he does.
Just flying by.
Again. the image I have is Angel getting hit by a baseball and exploding into feathers. Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson.
Look it up on YouTube.
Well, that's the image of Angel that you have after playing him is getting exploded by a baseball. We would love to hear about it. And you can reach out to us at MarvelChampionsPod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your thoughts on Angel. Were we right? Were we wrong? What are some other aerial cards that you found are fun to play with him? We'd love to hear it. Again, we appreciate all the new listeners. We appreciate all the old listeners and everyone hanging out with us and talking about Marvel Champions. And as always, if you want to go from a chump to a champ, listen to the Marvel Champions podcast. Thanks.
See you later.